Welcome to another edition of the Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff White from virginiasports.com, and here today to talk UVA football is Chris Peace, one of the most experienced and most productive players in Bronco Mendenhall's program. Chris, thanks for coming over. How's training camp going?
Training camp's going great so far. Real hot right now. Hopefully it cools off.
So tonight, full pads for the first time at practice. Is that something you look forward to as a player?
Definitely. You know, we've been doing a lot of tackling drills over the summer, so now we get to put it to the test. Defense.
A lot of the practices are held right outside the McHugh Center. Occasionally the team goes down to Lambeth to work out there. That's a historic setting. Lots of tradition there. Is it cool to work out there?
We was actually just talking about that. When we go to Lambeth, you know it's going to be a grinded-out practice, a little harder than normal. So, yeah, today's going to be one of those days.
You are heading into your fifth year in the program, and this is training camp number five for you. You were fresh out of high school when you got here in 2014. What do you remember about your first camp? You were a defensive end back then, right?
My first camp, I first came in as an inside linebacker.
Okay.
So that was real new to me.
So a middle linebacker in the 4-3 then, right?
Yeah. And I was lost for the first few days, you know, just running out there, trying to just get to the ball. Didn't know what else to do for real.
So when did you move? Obviously, Coach London was in charge of the program then. He ran a 4-3 base defense. At what point did you move to defensive end?
I think it was about 2-3 weeks in the season. Scout team, one day they just put me at DN, and I guess I did pretty good, and they just kept me there.
And then when Coach Mendenhall came in and put in the 3-4, you moved to outside linebacker, and you've been there ever since. Congratulations are in order. You are one of the Dirty Dozen.
Thank you.
For people who don't know, the Dirty Dozen are the 12 players who perform best in Sean Griswold's strength and conditioning program this summer. The others are Jordan Ellis, Bryce Perkins, Juan Thornhill, Alameda Zacchaeus, Jordan Mack, Malcolm Cook, Zane Zandier, Eli Handback, Mandy Alonzo, Richard Burney, and Big Marcus Applefield. When I talked to Eli Handback after practice last night, he said he did not know until the team meeting Monday when the 12 were announced that there was even this competition going on. Grizz didn't talk to you guys about it beforehand? Or was he just not paying attention?
So we had like a little color system, you know, black, blue, orange,
right,
gray, and so on. And you kind of know you want to be like as far up on the color chain as you possibly could be. And that's a good indication. He didn't really tell us exactly about the Dirty Dozen, but I guess it was hints all along. Like, you know, you want to try to get like all the way up to black if you can.
So the key in that is, Grizz explained it to me, is you get tested in lifting, running, jumping, agility drills. And you really need to be pretty good in everything, right?
Yeah,
to
do balanced it.
Like
out.
Balanced out. You're pretty honored to get that award and be in that select group.
Yeah, I was. I was pretty honored. Started getting nervous at the end. He called four of like the top big skills, and I was the fourth one. So I was getting nervous.
Yeah, so he did four bigs, which I guess are offensive and defensive linemen. Four big skill, which is linebackers and tight ends.
Yeah,
and then four skill, which is quarterbacks, receivers,
and running
DBs
backs.
And running backs. 11 of the guys who make up the Dirty Dozen are starters. The one kind of unknown in that group, I think, is Zane Zandier, who was a backup linebacker as a true freshman last year. What can you tell us about him as an athlete and as a player?
Zane can move. He's gotten a lot bigger and stronger. He's still learning the defense. I think he's getting a better grasp of it. He shows flashes. It wasn't a complete surprise to me that he was on that list, actually.
Yeah. You are getting to be an old pro with these interviews. You were selected along with Alameda to represent UVA in the players' portion of the preseason media day for ACC football down in Charlotte last month. You answered a million questions down there. What was that experience like?
It was real, I would say, kind of humbling that I was even there or chosen to get selected there. I was thinking just about how far I came in the program. And it was a great experience, though, you know, just answering all those questions and actually just getting to represent the school.
UNO got to spend a lot of time together on that trip. How close were you guys before then? I mean, you're a defensive guy. Do you tend to spend more time with guys on the defensive side of the ball just because you're in meetings together?
Nah, me and O have been pretty cool because we call each other kind of like the OGs because we've been here since, like, before the staff came, too. And we always talk, like, just about every single day, you know, throw some jokes here and there. But, yeah, we was cool before that trip. Closer now still.
Yeah. You have 8 starters back on defense from last year, and that doesn't include Tim Harris, who missed most of the season with an injury. This is year 3 for Broncos defense here. How much more can the defense handle in terms of schemes and blitzes and different packages than in year 1?
We can handle a lot more now because, like you said, just a lot more experience coming back now. So the level of comfortability with all of the 8 returning players, you know, I think that allows us to have more on our plate as far as play calling.
You led ACC linebackers last season with 7.5 sacks. I'm guessing you were close on a lot of others that you felt maybe you could have or should have gotten. Were you happy with your performance last year?
I wouldn't say I was happy. I was just content. I think I did enough. I definitely could have did a lot better.
What's the next step for you as a player, as a defender?
I would say limit missed tackles and getting in the backfield on run plays more.
The Military Bowl was a humbling experience for everybody associated with this program. Neither the offense nor the defense had a good afternoon that day in Annapolis. How has that kind of influenced the offseason, do you think? Is it something you guys talk about among yourselves? Is it in the back of your minds, or do you figure that's, you know, last year's news and you're moving on?
A little bit of everything. We, of course, use it as motivation. You know, a lot of people, I think we emphasize, you know, it was great to be there, but I don't think we focus enough more so on actually competing and winning that game. Yeah. So that's a big goal that we have emphasized this year, you know, not only returning but actually winning a bowl game now.
You followed an interesting path to UVA. 3 weeks before signing day in 2014, you're a senior at Denby High in Newport News. I'm pretty sure you told me at that point you did not have a scholarship offer from Virginia or any other FBS program. You had offers from Norfolk State and the Citadel, maybe a couple others. How did you end up here? You were a safety for part of your high school career, right?
Yeah. Well, throughout that process, you know, like I said, Norfolk State was like right before UVA and
right.
Citadel. And even before that, I just wasn't getting any calls. I actually started looking at like shipyard applications before like UVA called. Right. And Andrew Brown, good friend of mine, was like, he took notice of my highlights, and he really thought, like, I could have a chance to play here. And he just showed the coaches just, you know, for fun, just see what they say.
Right.
And Coach Hagans in London, I guess they just took a chance on me, visited me, and I'm just glad he did.
Well, you were a lot lighter in high school, weren't you, or for most of it?
Yeah, I was.
Like 170 or something at some point?
170.
You enrolled here in the summer of 2014. You've obviously grown as a football player over your time here. What about as a person and a student? I think you're on track to graduate in December with a bachelor's in American Studies.
Yeah, so I have just one class remaining for that undergrad science. And I just take like 2 other classes in the meanwhile just to, you know, explore some fun things I might be interested in.
You more mature now than when you showed up here?
Most definitely. Shout out to Ms. Fitz for that. She definitely helped me buckle down the classroom and outside the classroom, just being a better person as well.
You mentioned Andrew Brown. He's one of the guys you came in with. He's now a rookie with the Cincinnati Bengals. Your friendship with him goes back to middle school, right?
Yeah, it does.
Where do you all first meet?
We met 7th grade football practice, and I thought he was the coach. He had a full beard at the time, and he was the biggest guy on the field. Yeah.
Andrew's a little banged up right now in the Bengals training camp. How often do you guys check in with each other?
Every day. You know, he'll send me some clips of him flashing off. I'll send him some clips. We critique each other and, you know, just call, check on each other for real. You know, we've been joking. You know, it's different not playing beside you for the first time in so long.
First time in a long time. Your position coach here, Kelly Papenga, who works with the outside linebackers, is a guy who played not only for Coach Mendenhall at BYU, so he's been in your shoes, but he also played in the NFL. What's it like working with Coach Bob?
It's great. You know, he's going to push you every single day. He's never satisfied. It's funny. You never know if you're having a good day, honestly. I don't think he really tells you. He grades you just as hard, even if you're doing good, whether you're doing bad. You know you're going to get the best coaching out of him.
How often you're with the outside linebacker? Shane Hunter coaches the inside. How much interaction is there between the two linebacking groups? I mean, obviously you play side by side on the field.
A lot. Whether it's in the meeting rooms or on the field, everybody has to be on the same page, all four of us. We talk before and after practice.
Of the true freshmen, who has impressed you so far on either side of the ball?
For offense, Tavares Kelly. Yeah. For defense, I would have to say a little bit of Jordan Redman.
Who's a nose tackle.
Tackle, and then an inside linebacker, Javar.
Garrett.
Garrett, right. Yeah. He had a good practice yesterday, I think, too.
Yeah, for people who don't know, Tavares Kelly is a wide receiver, kickoff, punt returner. Fast dude, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
What about you're in the position in the meeting room with the outside linebackers? You got a number of young guys at that position. You're the old man of the group, but you got Charles Snowden, Elliot Brown, Matt Gamm, among others. All three of them played as true freshmen last year. Do you notice a big change in all three of them this year with that year under their belt?
Yeah, I think Gamm is he's real physical. He's grown over the spring. I think him taking all them reps in the spring really helped him out.
Because you were out for a lot of the spring, right?
Yeah, so he took in my place, and I think he did a good job. Elliot, he's coming along real well, and Snowden, just proud of that dude. He works every single day. He's fantastic in space and coverage, pass rushing. He's still working in the run game.
The way the 3-4 defense works, I think anything in the pass rush they can get from the lineman is like a bonus if you can get them. But there's a lot of expectations that the linebackers will provide big plays and tackles for loss and sacks. I mean, do you feel like you and Snowden and whoever else is on the other side, you know, really need to make plays in the pass rush for this defense to do well?
Yeah, we do. I believe in this defense. The outside backers, Coach Pop says it as well, as we go, the defense goes.
Right.
So me and him definitely have to live in the backfield this year.
The first game of the Bronco Mendenhall era at UVA was against the University of Richmond in 2016. We know how that turned out well. Good for the Spiders, not as good for the Hoos. Virginia and Richmond opened the season against each other again this year on September 1st at Scott Stadium. I know the revenge angle can be overblown in sports, but do you and your teammates see this as an opportunity to show how far the program has come since that 2016 game?
You can say that. I know one thing we've emphasized, just focused. We're way more focused with this game. I think that year, I think we just expected, you know, this Richmond, we're going to go out there, it's just going to be another game. We kind of took them lightly. It's not going to happen this year.
What's your favorite place on grounds or in Charlottesville away from the athletic complex?
Probably the Path. I'm a real food guy. I love to cook, love to eat. Can't get enough of it. Chick-fil-A, Subway.
You love to cook. Have you worked with Randy Bird, the director of nutrition? I know he does, like, cooking classes, right, for student-athletes?
Yeah, so he posts recipes, email it to us sometimes. Sometimes I try to cook it. Sometimes it's successful. Sometimes it's not. He does cooking class. I didn't show up as much this summer, but I have in the past.
Do you live with other guys on the team?
I just signed a lease with Nick Grant and Bryce Hall.
Do you guys do any cooking on your own at the apartment?
We don't move until later this month, but I'm pretty sure they're probably going to piggyback off me, try to get me to cook some things.
You wore jersey number 31 your first 2 years here, I think. Then you switched in 2016 to number 13. You've worn that since then. Depending on where you pick this year, you sticking with 13? And what went into the change back a couple of years ago?
So it's funny. With 31 that year, I knew I wanted something new, new era.
Right.
I was initially going to try to pick 6, but Ben Kurt was a few spots ahead of me. He ended up grabbing 6. So I think it was kind of faith me getting 13. It was just in my head, like, you know, that makes sense. Just flip it around, you know, new you. And that's what made me get 13, and I'll stick with
You're going to stick with that. Final question. The anniversary of that awful weekend in Charlottesville is coming up. The football team really rallied together and tried to inspire the community with the Who's Together campaign. And I think it carried over into the fall. There are a lot of different races, a lot of different backgrounds in the locker room. Did you feel like the team became closer last year, you know, after that weekend?
Yeah, it does. And that's a unique thing, not just for football, with sports. I think it brings people of different cultures together, you know.
Right.
Like you said, it's a lot of backgrounds in that locker room. It's real fun to learn about each other, where you came from, why you are the way you are.
What are your thoughts going? This is your final season here. I know you'd like to go out with a bang and in the regular season on a good note. Is the program in a better place, further along than it was this time last year, do you think?
Yeah, I think it is. A lot more physical, I think, this year. I think that'll be one of the biggest changes we have.
What do you do? A lot of guys have talked about adding strength and adding weight with Sean Griswold's program. Did you see any major changes yourself?
I think I lost some body fat over the past season. I'm still around the same weight, but definitely a little bit more slimmer look now.
Good. Well, the opener will be here before we know it. Good luck. Good luck the rest of training camp. Thanks for popping over across the street.
Thanks for having me.
That about does it for this week. For information on training camp, visit virginiasports.com and follow at UVA Football on Twitter and Instagram. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos.